Phoenix Audio presents
The Good Apprentice by Iris Murdoch, read by Christopher Cazenove. Part 1. The Prodigal Son. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. These were not perhaps the actual words which Edward Baltram uttered to himself on the occasion of his momentous and mysterious summons, yet their echo was not absent even then, and later he repeated them often. The story begins, however, at an earlier point, on the evening in February when Edward played a disgraceful trick upon his friend and fellow student, Mark Wilsdon. The magisterial drug which transports its initiates to heaven or to hell, had been surreptitiously administered. Mark, who had so loftily disapproved and so peevishly refused, now lay a helpless victim, giggling and babbling upon the lamplit divan bed in Edward's small bed-sitter upon the second floor of a shabby terrace house in Camden Town. Edward, no trip for him that evening, clad in his magician's robe of sober power, stood looking down. He had concealed the drug in a sandwich, and watched the metamorphosis with wicked triumph. His sole anxiety vanished as soon as it became clear that Mark was destined to have a happy journey. If he had sent his friend even temporarily to hell, he would have felt most uncomfortable. As it was, Mark's face, beautiful at any time, was transfigured by a luminous ecstasy. His brown eyes were large, his full, eloquent lips were red and moist, his skin glowing as if illumined from within.